Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional is on resurrection and identity reconstruction. I want to welcome you to day 4 of our devotional series on the purpose of the resurrection. Today, we focus on identity reconstruction. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. That's found in Romans chapter 6, verse 5. When Jesus died, the disciples' identity collapsed. They had defined themselves as followers of a victorious king. With the cross and all that took place at the cross, that framework shattered. Psychologists call this identity diffusion, the loss of meaning and sense of self. It's interesting that one moment could actually change your whole perspective of who you are. But let me tell you something. The resurrection rewrote their story. In psychology, narrative therapy reframes the story of one's life. That's exactly what Christ did. He reappeared not as a defeated teacher. Yes, he had the marks on his hand and his feet and his side, but he came as the risen Lord. Their identity shifted from broken disciples to bold witnesses. And the same happens for us. To be united with him means that our identity is not tied to failure. To be united with him means that what we consider, what many would consider an end, is actually just the beginning. No rejection, no trauma. And if there is, we have a way out. I don't know how anyone can do this without Jesus and without the concept of the resurrection, because it is all rooted in resurrection life. We thank you, Lord. Father, my identity is not in past defeats, but in the risen Savior. I declare that I am raised to life with Christ and walk in the fullness of who I am in him. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be able to say we are united with you in your death, but we're also united with you in the resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Join me tomorrow, day 5, as we discover the resurrection as God's antidote to death anxiety. Be blessed and be encouraged.